your update us at all on your lineup today?
It's the same.
Same lineup? Okay. What challenges are there coming in when you're the opposition for a coach that's doing his first game in a city like this?
Well, there it is. There's the challenges, right? This building will be on fire. And the players, I think the concern for all of us in these breaks is how you can get the emotional level as much the guys are going to feel. They'll have enough energy, right? Then they'll, whether their legs are there, it's get the emotion back up into a game, get the fight back up, get back up to NHL speed. They're not going to have any problem with that here tonight. So they'll be rolling first 10 minutes and this building gets cooking. But I think that's good for us. We just came off that kind of, you know, the Dallas game at home for us was such an important game that the building was right going from the start. The Pittsburgh game turned nasty in for the most part, a pretty clean way. It was a real, but the building, you know, fed off that. So we've come out of two buildings that were going pretty good, and we're coming into maybe the best of them for getting wired up.
Well, is it the dream of all the coaches? You get fired, and 7 days later, you can find a new job?
No, I think it's the dream. You get fired, and you get the ticket that he got would be the dream, wouldn't it? 7 days later, coaching in a different league's no fun.
How good is it for the business?
Yeah, it's trending in the proper direction.
Did you ever think you'd see the day where thousands of people are coming out to watch a guy coach his first game? Or his first practice game?
No, well, that's what's great about this sport. It's great about today, the passion for hockey here and across Canada. It's an exciting time in Montreal, and it'll be a wild building today.
Mike Babcock is always pretty high when he's talking about Claude Julien. Mm. What Claude is doing to make him such a special coach in your mind?
Well, his team has an identity and a style of play, and it's not just, you know, based on the players that he's had. For every team, they were consistent on a nightly basis. In my mind, they, you know, and they played at a consistent level on those things. Fairly quick to make adjustments if he didn't, you know, patient enough, but quick to make adjustments in his lineup or his game that if he didn't like the way they were going. But there's a real high compete level nightly, always with his teams.
You mentioned their extra energy level probably today with the new coach. Do you still see areas where you can take advantage of a team that hasn't played and practiced for the whole week?
Well, you'd like to think you would have that advantage coming in if you've played and you didn't play the night before and they've been off 5 days. But I think that's gone. I don't think there's any in here today. I mean, the what you worry about on that 5 day break. These guys are great athletes. Most of them will do something over the break. You know, maybe their legs are a little bit sluggish, but you don't get out of shape in 5 days, right? It's all emotion. It's getting wired back up for the game. It's the difference between coming out of exhibition and going into regular season or regular season going into the playoffs. This 5 day break, it's hard sometimes, and you see, I think you look at the record of teams that have come out of the breaks, not great. It's all emotion, and they won't have any issue with that here today.
Well, can you give us an update on Blake? I know he came back to the game, but you know, there's issues after the game. How's he doing after that? He's fine?
He's fresh, man. He's ready to roll.
I mean, you talk about playing game by game. You can't afford to kind of look further into the future. How, after a physical game like Pittsburgh, I mean, how much is left in the tank? Is that why you decided to take yesterday off?
Well, it was a function of the game, but also what we got going forward. We're coming into back-to-back on afternoons. If we skate yesterday, then it's going to end up being six straight days with afternoon games, and our Dallas game was a hard-fought game. You know, that's a 2-2 game with 4 minutes left to go in the game, so it's a battle all the way through. You saw the physicality and the speed of the Pittsburgh game. These last three games, really, everybody's fighting for position, or they got a new coach, or there's an energy to all of these games coming in. So we didn't skate for that reason.
Do you feel like if the team can play the way they did in Pittsburgh, that you'll have a good opportunity to be successful on the rest of this trip?
We'll have an opportunity to be successful every game that we play. I don't think you're going to see as physical a game. It got that way where it got to, and we like that. We've got enough bodies that can play that style of game. But our pace was right. Our structure was real solid, and we were really focused. You know, we talked about that controlled intensity idea. Just do one job and do it as hard as you can. There was a whole lot of that in that game.
Do you get any sense, you know, considering where you guys are at the standings, considering the time of year we're at, do you get a sense of any unease in your dressing room among the players just with the deadline approaching and what you guys might or might not do in consequence to your standing?
No, I think we've got a big chunk of guys that are too young to worry about it, right? Yeah. There's not a lot of core young kids that get moved in and around. And the veteran guys have been through it enough before, so they we're all going on vacation for the week before anyway, so they won't be sitting around the room reading about it every day.
Are you surprised the way your team reacts to those physical games? I mean, 2 years ago, that was kind of your bread and butter, and I mean, you've gotten a little bit smaller, a little bit more skilled. Are you surprised on how much success you have when teams, you know, when it gets into kind of that physical battle?
No, we still have a big team, and we've got a lot of big men that can play that style of game, but we'll look at we'll take Adam Lowry, and we'll look at those hits. Nick Ehlers isn't playing that game. But if you watched Nick Ehlers' game, he played with the exact same intensity. That's the key, right? We're not asking players to play the Bufflin game or to play that physical style of game, but they got to play that hard. They got to get to the check at the same place, at the same time, and with the same intensity. Like I said, I'm not telling Nick Ehlers that he's got to start running people, but... And for that matter, Adam Lowry does that on his own. He doesn't need to be told that. But they got to the place they were supposed to be as hard and as fast as they could, and they weren't trying to do two jobs at once.
Could you give us an update on Andre and Marco Down?
Both on the ice, both skating, both making progress. But I can't tell you how long it's going to be. For a goalie, if you're on the ice and you're moving, that's a really good sign. Marco's back. He's skating. He'll get pushed. He's still in non-contact.